Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 37, The Trumpets Continued, Revelation Chapter 9, Verses 1 through 11. We're coming to the end of the first half of the tribulation period. Verse 1 says, "The fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth." The star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. The star has got to be an angel, not a literal star. You don't give a literal star a key. Stars in the book of Revelation, as we've seen earlier, can represent angels. Verse 2, "When he opened the abyss, smoke rose from it like the smoke from a gigantic furnace. The sun and sky were darkened by the smoke from the abyss." So what's going to be taking place here is demonic activity, because the abyss where certain demons are actually in cage, locked up, will be released. You know, there's a lot of demons floating around in the world today, but there are some that are locked up. I won't go into how I derive that, but I'll just state that as a fact. And verse 3 says, "Out of the smoke, locusts came down upon the earth and were given power like that of a scorpion, of scorpions of the earth. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth and any plant or tree, but only those people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads." Those who had the seal of God would be protected by these demonic, you might say, insects. Verse 5, "They were not given power to kill them, but only to torture them for 5 months." 5 months means 5 months. "And the agony they suffered was like that of the sting of a scorpion when it strikes a man. During those days, men will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will elude them." That is really a picture what the lake of fire is all about. You will want to die, but be unable to die. These people who have taken the mark of the beast here are beginning to get a taste of the lake of fire here on earth. Verse 7, "The locusts looked like horses prepared for battle. On their heads they wore something like crowns of gold, and their faces resembled human faces. Their hair was like women's hair, and their teeth were like lions' teeth. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings were like thundering of many horses and chariots rushing into battle." Now, I can understand how some people might not believe these are actually insects, and they might not actually be insects. They may be airplanes. I would not be surprised, because it seems like airplanes or even missiles could fit this picture. Of course, whoever is behind the planes and the missiles is inspired by the demons who are released from the abyss. And again, the abyss is that deepest part of Hades where there are certain demons locked up for a certain time in human history. Verse 10, "They had tails and stings like scorpions, and in their tails they had power to torment people for 5 months. They had as king over them the angel of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon and in Greek is Apollyon," and we will learn that is Satan. So no matter how you view these scorpions, whether demonic-looking insects or demonic-influenced people flying airplanes or sending out missiles, these attacks are from Satan himself. God is using Satan for his own purpose in judgment.